Kyle Guskey, investment analyst at New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most dangerous to most attractive. We're going hunting for the bad ones. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everyone. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, the Nashville-based research firm that is known for forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis. And they do this whole process basically the exact opposite way most people do it. Because most investment firms, they look at things from the top down. And when they see things that are good looking.
You are so good looking.
Well, they're thinking those numbers are going to lead them to the right place. Kyle, who often hears people say just about him.
You are so good looking.
Well, he and the other analysts at New Constructs, they actually ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yep. And so they dig in on securities from the bottom up. And if they find that looking at it that way, something is not as good looking as it appears from the top down, then it's misleading. And if it's working against you and it's misleading, it is dangerous. If it's working for you, then that might be something that's attractive. If you want to learn the difference between dangerous and attractive stocks, you want to see the list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks, you want to get more information on what we discuss here because they blog about their Danger Zone picks, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. Kyle Guskey, good to talk with you again.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Allianz GI Technology Fund.
Danger, danger.
Allianz GI Technology Fund. Allianz GI is Allianz Global Investors. The technology fund, RAGTX. And why what seems to be an ordinary fund with a 4-star Morningstar rating and a buy rating from Zacks and other things that, at least at the surface level, look good for a fund. Why is this fund in the danger zone now?
So when we look at it from the holdings level, we actually give it our very unattractive rating. And that's largely because of holdings quality and then cost mixed together. And in this case, you know, investors expect to pay a premium for technology growth, you know, some of the fastest growing companies in the market. But unfortunately, with this fund, you're paying a large fee for some of the most overvalued tech stocks in the market. We look at their holdings. We're looking at over half of their portfolio. 54% is unattractive or worse rated, and only 15% is attractive or better rated. So we're looking at, you know, low quality holdings there. And then they have total annual costs of 4.11%, which is greater than 98% of the tech funds that we cover.
Wow. Now, when you're looking at these sorts of things, how does that typically play out? It's a little bit different for a fund than it is for a company. Because, you know, if you're looking at funds that are below average in a lot of things, you would expect that to wind up showing up in performance. It's not necessarily how crazy are people about an individual stock where, you know, they can hold it up. This is a fund that, like I said, has a 4-star rating from Morningstar. So when you see a fund that gets into the very unattractive category, at what point do you wind up seeing their performance flag? When does it wind up triggering bad performance?
So yeah, what we're looking at is the kind of the future expectation. And we look at all the holdings, we give that, you know, quality of earnings, and then we look at the valuation. And in this case, valuation is nearly double across some of our metrics than the sector ETF QQQ. So we look at it and can say that we expect moving forward these stocks to underperform largely because they're significantly overvalued. If we look specifically at the price to economic book value, which measures kind of the no growth value of the stock, the ETF, sector ETF, QQQ, is at 3.5, and this fund is 6.3. Same thing if you look at the growth appreciation period, which is another valuation metric we use, 50 years for the QQQ, 78 years for this fund. So basically what that's saying is these stocks held by this fund are significantly more overvalued than the sector benchmark, and we would expect them to underperform moving forward.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, looking at the performance of this fund, although it gets 4 stars, this is the classic case of something being easy to buffalo investors, right? According to Morningstar, this fund is currently in the 80th percentile of its peer group. So that's bottom 20%. Still gets 4 stars because that's longer base than year to date. But year to date, the fund is up almost 18%. So most people aren't unhappy when their fund is making 18%. They're not looking to go, how well did I do? Last year, when the fund was only up 5% for the year, they were in the top 12% of their peer group. But if you look long term, you see sort of wild performance where occasionally they get into that top quartile, but they also have periods where they're way down. So the expectation for you is we're about to enter one of those down periods.
Correct. And that's also where, you know, the costs come into play. With, you know, we look at total annual costs and we look at how much the fund has to outperform its ETF benchmark over 3 years and 10 years. And we look at this one just to justify that high total annual cost. RAG ETX would have to outperform by almost 4% a year for 3 years or 2.5% a year for 10 years. When you look at the long term, this fund hasn't done that to justify its fees.
And we really haven't given the numbers out. When you guys look at fees, when we talk about the shares that we're talking about, RAGTX is the A shares. So you've got load there, but you also have just an ongoing expense ratio of over 1.5%. And that by itself, it wouldn't make a difference if you added sales loads in. That by itself would mean that this fund is not going to get particularly attractive scores ever, right?
At least on the cost, yes, because we're going to look at, you know, compared to the benchmark, a 0.22 expense ratio, you're looking at significantly higher. So that's always going to get a one of our lower rated total annual cost ratings. Then you add in the load and the transaction cost, and it tips it over the edge.
Yeah, well, it's over the edge on expenses. It is the danger zone pick for the week, and I should point out that this fund has $1.5 billion in it, so there's a lot of people who have been riding along with it. It's Allianz Global Investors Technology A. Ticker symbol is RAGTX. It is in the danger zone. Kyle Guskey, well, he's never in trouble, and we're always happy when he's here. He is investment analyst for New Constructs. Kyle, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can learn more at newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their danger zone picks. So there's more information on RAGTX this week if you want it. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. The market call is next. Ed Schill from QCI Asset Management and the QCI Balance Fund will be here talking stocks when we come back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.